Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Gene Mauch. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Gurnett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ted Lepsia. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willard Nixon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Willard Nixon. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Phillips. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Host. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Gene Host. And now, play ball. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett takes first base on ball four. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gurnett moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Maxwell throws the ball into Boone, who tags Pearsall trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Gurnett scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Porterfield now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Maxwell moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling strikes out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a pop-up towards first. Zobchin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Host is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Host hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield strikes out. One out. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0 for 1 in the game. Mock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mock moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gurnett. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Maxwell moves to third. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Boone is walked intentionally. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tuttle for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 1 in the game. Zobchin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Host. Lepsio moves to second. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gurnett. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 1 in the game. Lau hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Host is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Host is 0 for 1 in the game. Host hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to third. Two outs. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0 for 2 in the game. Keane hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Porterfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mock strikes out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Red Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gurnett strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 2 in the game. Zobchin takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to second. Jim Bunning now pitching. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lepsio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips scores. There goes Maxwell trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Kaline moves to second. One out. It's Red Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards third. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to third. Boone moves to second. Mel Parnell now pitching. Red Wilson pinch hits for Charlie Lau. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Zobchin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Wilson now catching. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Phillips scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Parnell for the out. Two outs. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gurnett. Bunning reaches second base with a double. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bunning moves to third. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Bunning scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Phillips scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klaus for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Mickey Vernon pinch hits for Norm Zobchin. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams pinch hits for Ted Lepsio. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-3 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Vernon now playing first base. Milt Bowling now playing third base. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bunning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gurnett. Keene reaches second base with a double. There goes Bunning trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene scores. It's 6-4, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to second. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kaline is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Boone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall, who is chasing the ball. Boone reaches third base with a triple. Phillips scores. Maxwell goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, Tigers. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-4 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Fritz Dorisch. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mauch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.